I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sacred music is under attack in China, where new government-led guidelines include the development of a song library with official Chinese values. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says this is part of Sinicization, a national push to blur the lines between religion and Chinese patriotism.
It does reflect a trend that we've seen for quite some time within China, the struggle of the church to freely express, preach, teach, sing, worship as they see fit according to scriptures.
Rovenstein says the news is concerning for the direction of religious freedom in China.
But in another sense, it affirms the work that we do as being very, very important, that we're able to distribute unaltered, unchanged, unfiltered scriptures to people.
Find prayer points and more at our website. And all Christian leaders face issues of priorities. However, the political and social climates in the Middle East and North Africa can further confuse decisions. Dr. Jen Murph with the MENA Leadership Center helps leaders better prioritize their lives through general principles and the class, The Road to Mature Christian Leadership.
Being a mature Christian leader means that you understand that you have to lead a life that is based on priorities. You have to be able to develop a Christ-centered, anti-cultural approach towards leadership. And you have to learn and apply disciplines to be able to be effective in the lives of your team and your organization.
God is moving through the MENA Leadership Center, so pray that these leaders would effectively prioritize their work. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.